Hello, my friend. It's, again, wonderful to be with you. And here on the mountain, it's, and you're the first person I'm speaking with today. And I sense you there. I just sense you there, and here we are. And what we have, and so I greet you and everybody who's listening and his friend, is the depth of what friendship is. But you and I both know, and maybe painfully so, and maybe not always with hope, that the only way to friendship or real relationships with ourselves, others, God, is this journey of struggle and suffering and rising to new life. The ability to give ourselves over. There are different models of this and ways of talking about it, but the gospel for today is so rich and beautiful, and it's an ancient metaphor from John's gospel that many of us are familiar with. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces a great harvest, much fruit.
Unless a grain of wheat shall fall unto the ground and die, it shall remain a single grain and never bear new life. But if it dies, it will yield a rich harvest.
I don't know if you do, but I don't know any friendship, any relationship that came about in an easy way. Not just because we're difficult people, or I am, or struggles come up because they do, or misunderstandings happen, but because there's always this movement out of ourselves to the other. Love is always this wonderful, self-sacrificing move. And with it always, always some sort of death to self-interest, to self-preoccupation. And I think we come into these times of meditation, so let me go there with you if I can, as a friend. I think we come here not to leave that, but to find out the meaning and the beauty of this suffering. John's gospel, through this passage that we hear on this particular Sunday, John 12, 20 to 33, is John's look in on the great word atonement, on the act of Jesus. Jesus is bringing us to at-one-ment with the one he calls his Father, with himself, with God. And it comes through this pouring out. And the commentator is very clear, and I want to just stop doing resource work here with you and say it's very clear that it isn't only about sacrifice, but it is about claiming and reaching out in relationship. Sacrifice for sin. Not only, but giving ourselves over for one another in relationship and friendship. Our world has always cried out for that. It certainly does now, of trust and respect and the treasuring the dignity of the other and the voice of the other. And here we enter, ironically or wonderfully so, into silence for a while. We begin to let that grain of wheat that we are not slip from our hands, but fall into the ground of this day. Fall into the relationships that we're in, believing that the one we are, God in us, the gifts we have given over, given freely, will bring new life. The core of any form of meditation always is this beautiful word we have from recovery spirituality, and that's letting go. Letting go and letting the one, we might say the God, not just take over, but enter in. The letting go right now. Treasuring who we are, valuing it, loving it, and letting it go. as a seed for a new life for others. Jesus says at the end of this passage we hear, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. So we hear again the encouragement and his acknowledgement of the truth of his own dying and rising, that everyone will be drawn in his lifting up. It's so beautiful in this passage. I can't step away from it. It begins with the Philip and Andrew hanging out with Jesus again, and Philip's showing up and saying, hey, there's some new people here, some Greeks, and they'd like to see you. They're really quite lovely, because it was Andrew and Philip, you might remember, at the beginning of the gospel, who showed up and said, gee, where do you live? In other words, who are you? And Jesus then said, come and see. I think right now, you and I are in a come and see moment. So with all the ideas I've shared with you, much of what I poured out by way of words, it all remains in this invitation of Jesus to enter into what we understand his passion to be. It is not only and singularly his dying, but it is the love of God poured out in Jesus Christ. It's this moment you and I are in when we turn to the world and ourselves and say, there's nothing else for me to do but to give myself away. Not give in, but wonderfully give up who we are, to let go. And these moments are times when we quite literally practice that. You and I share this quality of quiet as two friends with other friends. We value the moment we're in as a place of learning, of coming and seeing, of feeling this one who has taught us now very richly and beautifully that, die a little bit more today. And you know what happens? A big harvest is on its way. This comes from this coming and seeing and listening. In whatever your meditative practice is, your daily walk, your opening up to the one abides with us, in us, calls us forth right now. Greg and I really just delight in the fact that we share this time with you, and I'm thinking of him and his wonderful family and their newborn as they look towards Easter, and I think of his example and Elizabeth's too, who, as parents do, as they and when they love their children, pour themselves out daily. There aren't faraway examples of this. They're around us and in our lives, and they go with us into this quiet as our gratitude for the one who has died and risen. Now, if that's not your belief, just enter into the simple truth. The human life rises from others pouring themselves out. And we see that particularly in the wonder and goodness of loving parenting. And here, my friend, in befriending, being friends. So I'm so glad we're together, and we might just take a little time and quiet and be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. Peace, my friend.
Unless the grain of wheat shall fall.
unto the ground and die. It shall remain a single grain and never bear more life. But if it dies, it will yield a rich harvest.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.